This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs utility customers will see a bill increase beginning in March due to the nation's extreme cold weather last week and the ripple effect it's having on natural gas prices. The Colorado Springs City Council will have three options to choose from in March, but customers are anticipated to pay anywhere from $12 to $37 more on their utility bills. Springs Utility CEO Aram Benjamin says that they are hopeful that outside entities will be able to come in and help relieve some of the burden on the customer base.
We are watching, you know, if this is going to turn into some sort of additional help that we could get from the state and through the federal government.
But no matter what the decision the council makes, early estimates say customers will have to pay an additional $300 a year just for natural gas. Governor Polis telling state utility regulators to help protect Coloradans from unreasonable increases to their electric bills. Polis said on Tuesday that the Public Utilities Commission should keep companies like Xcel and Black Hills Energy from passing on unusually high natural gas costs to their customers. The governor said Coloradans should have the option to opt into rolling blackouts rather than be forced to pay extremely high bills. The PUC asking state utility companies to provide them with information on last week's extreme demand for natural gas, including how much utilities prepared for the extreme weather and what led to any price increases.
KRDO News Time 8:03. The trial of a Pueblo man accused of murdering his pregnant girlfriend in 2013 is scheduled to continue today. The trial of Dante Lucas resumed yesterday after a two-week delay due to COVID-19 cases. Prosecutors are seeking to enter texts into evidence that they claim show Lucas was sending romantic messages to another woman, and that they plan to have one of those women, multiple women, testify today. The mother of victim Kelsey Schelling could testify on Friday. A Canyon City man who pleaded guilty to running over his toddler son with his truck is headed to prison, but the family of that little boy is calling the sentence he received weak. Isaac Bullard ran over his 23-month-old son, Jesse, in January of 2020 while high on cannabis. Investigators would later learn that the site where it happened was an illegal marijuana go, completely unsafe for a child. Bullard received 6 years for vehicular homicide and six more years in a sentence for the marijuana grow, both of which will be served concurrently. Jesse's mother, Tamlin Oliver, says the court system has failed her.
6 years. I mean, he's going to be out in three on good behavior. My son would have been three on Friday. Why does one life get lost and he doesn't even serve a life sentence? I still can't breathe. There's no justice. There's no peace. There's no nothing.
Prosecutors blame the light sentence on the district attorney's office, citing the deal they made with Bullard's defense.
Mainly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers as we head into your Thursday afternoon. Chilly temperatures with the fresh snow. A high of 32 degrees in Colorado Springs, 35 in Pueblo. As we head overnight, clearing skies. Morning starts down into the teens, 16 Colorado Springs and 18 in Pueblo. Sunny to partly cloudy for your Friday afternoon with a high of 43 for the Springs and 44 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.